conservative political activist, Barnes for New Hampshire, the New Hampshire Muckraker. This podcast, we're going to be talking about Senate Bill 157, which has been moved forward by the Senate Election Law and Municipal Affairs Committee. I believe the entire Senate's going to be hearing it this week, Thursday, February 9th. This bill requires the Secretary of State to conduct audits of certain percentage of AccuVote machines to be used at state primary and general elections. Sounds pretty good, right? And most of this bill, pretty good. It's going to amend RSA 660 by inserting the following new subdivision. Audit authorized. The Secretary of State may conduct an audit of the AccuVote electronic ballot counting devices used in any state primary and general elections. Equipment and technical assistance. The Secretary of State shall procure the equipment and arrange for any required technical assistance to support the audit process. The equipment selected shall be capable of reading AccuVote ballots, scanning approximately 2,000 ballots per hour, capturing the image on both sides of the ballots, recording the voters' choices. One second here. Assigning a unique identifier to each record, displaying the ballot image and voter choice for randomly selected ballots by the unique identifier. A state AccuVote election audit. The Secretary of State shall randomly select not less than 4 town or city wards that will use AccuVote devices at a state general election to be audited. The Secretary of State may divide town or city wards into groups for the selection based on criteria such as the estimated number of election day ballots to be processed. The selection of town or city wards to be audited shall be non-public and made at least 2 weeks prior to the general election after the AccuVote memory cards have been programmed. At a state primary election, the Secretary of State shall conduct an audit of 1% of the number of AccuVotes, but not less than 2 AccuVote machines. At a state general election, the Secretary of State shall conduct an audit of 3% of AccuVote machines to be used, but not more than 8 machines. The Secretary of State shall not announce which town or city wards have been selected to be audited until at least 12 noon on election day. The audit team shall consist of at least 2 individuals appointed by the Secretary of State. 1 individual shall be trained by the Secretary of State in the audit process and use of audit equipment. The other individual, if not trained by the Secretary of State in the audit process and the use of audit equipment, shall be an elected election official. So that's if they're not trained. The audit team shall scan all of the ballots which were cast and processed by the AccuVote machines in the selected town or city wards. The Secretary of State may enlist the support of technical experts as an audit team member to assist with the technology being used. The audit shall be open to the public, but no one except audit team members shall be allowed to touch any ballot or any of the audit equipment. Preliminary results from the scanning of the ballot shall be announced by the audit team at the conclusion of the town or city ward audit. The Secretary of State shall report final results pursuant to paragraph 7, which is a random sample of not less than 5% of the ballot scanned shall be selected, and the images of the ballot selected shall be compared to the voters' choices recorded for the ballot. Any differences identified during the comparison shall be documented. And if there's a difference, what's going to happen? That's my question. Because one difference, one discrepancy in an election account, in an election count is too much. We can't be off by 1, 2, 3. We can't be off by anything, in my view. Line 8, the Secretary of State shall make the results of the audits available prior to 12 noon on the Friday after the election. The Secretary shall also report the results to the Ballot Law Commission and the chairpersons of the House of Representatives and Senate Standing Committees with jurisdiction over election law. This act shall take effect upon its passage. So then if we go to RSA 660. Sorry. I just want to make sure this is New Hampshire. State general election recounts. So that's the existing RSA that they are amending in this Senate bill. Now, I like the bill. I like the way it sounds. It places a lot of pressure and it gives a lot of authority over to the Secretary of State, which in essence is the one that are responsible for statewide elections. But we have to remember in New Hampshire that the Secretary of State is not an elected position. It is appointed. And the current Secretary of State we have, he's there because he was the current deputy. And as we know, I can't think of our former Secretary of State's name, but our former Secretary of State, who was there for quite some time, he suddenly retired and they immediately implemented the deputy. This is what they do in New Hampshire. They don't go out like a private company and seek the best person for the job. They automatically do that. They give the deputy the position, which you might have a great deputy. I'm not arguing that, but you're not competitively going out and seeking the best person for the job. So prior to the session starting, I had actually put together, with the help of some other constitutional scholars, I had put together a constitutional amendment that would actually amend two articles in our state constitution. Now, I'm not going to read through this whole thing, but this is what it would relate to. It would be a constitutional amendment, concurrent resolution, because I like this bill. I like what it's doing. I like the added procedures that are going to be included if this bill passes, but it's all getting amended into an RSA that, guess what? The people of New Hampshire never consented to that RSA, never consented to those procedures. So in my view, this is just adding to more unauthoritative acts in Concord. And in order to truly fix it, we need to repeal all election laws that were done without the consent of the people. And I did provide that as a legislative request to some of the state reps in New Hampshire, but for whatever reason, due to bureaucracy, timelines, whatever you want to call it, it did not make it into session. And this was another proposal that we had put together, and this is, like I said, a constitutional amendment, and it's relating to the state secretary, the deputy, and the treasurer. And it provides that New Hampshire will adopt the following provisions: that the secretary, the deputy secretary, and the treasurer, to those to be elected during the midterms for a four-year term in a four-year cycle. Because the power of election certification rests in the hands of the Secretary of State, it is unethical and repugnant that the Secretary of State certifies his or her own election. So if it becomes an elected position, we'd have to account for that. The Secretary of State will become an elected position and shall be elected during the midterms for 1 4-year term, and when his or her term limit of 4 years expire, the Secretary of State shall not be authorized to attain that office again by vote until the next midterm election, and that the Deputy Secretary and the Treasurer will become elected positions and shall be elected during the midterms for a 4-year term and a 4-year cycle with a three-term limit. So what we'd actually amend is if they accepted this amendment, which they did not, it did not get anywhere in Concord. It was totally rejected. Not blaming the state legislator, but they don't want to do things like this. They'd rather continue the insanity working in the system. Now, when I say they, I say the majority. I'm sure we have some good ones out there. I'm not too faithful about any of our state senators, but I know we got some good state reps. So this is what the Constitution, what would have been amended in the Constitution if this were to pass. So be it resolved by the House of Representatives, the Senate concurring, because they both would have to agree, that the Constitution of New Hampshire be amended as follows, and then this amendment would get put on the ballot for the 2024 election cycle for the voters to actually vote on. But this is not going to happen. This constitutional amendment suggestion got nowhere in Concord. Nowhere. Okay, so that the second part of the Constitution shall be amended. Article 67, which if you look at Article 67 now, this is how it would read if this were to have passed. Election of Secretary and Treasurer. The Secretary shall be in elected position and shall be elected during the midterms for 1 4-year term, and when his or her term limit or 4 years expire, the Secretary of State shall not be authorized to attain that office again by vote until the next midterm election. The Treasurer shall be elected during the midterms and shall serve a 4-year term with a 3-year term limit for the office of the Treasurer. Okay, and then the second part of the Constitution shall be amended, Article 69, to read, Deputy Secretary, the Secretary of State shall at all times have a deputy to be elected during the midterms for a 4-year term in a 4-year cycle with a 3-term limit for those for whose conduct in the office of the Secretary of State shall be responsible. And in the case of death, removal, and inability of the Secretary, his deputy shall exercise all the duties of the office of Secretary of State until another shall be elected. Okay, so like I said, that was presented. In my view, that's the way to solve the problem. First, repeal all the bad, unauthorized RSAs, and then continue to build it up, which we had a presentation for a ballot bill and a ballot constitutional amendment that would start building our election process up to be more transparent and more verifiable, I guess I want to say. But like I said, that was all rejected. This SB 57, I think it is a positive bill, but like I said before, it's not quite solving the problem, as it is just building on an RSA that is not authorized by the people, repugnant to the state constitution, because it is done without the consent of the inhabitants of New Hampshire. So that's the podcast today. Have a good one.